வந்தேகம் ஸ்ரீகுரு.
The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th canto, 1st chapter, text number 8, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 22nd of July, 1971, in New York, New York.
Sri Rupam Chakrajatam
ஓம் அக்ஞானதிமிராந்தஸ்யஜ்ஞானாஞ்ஜனசலாகய சக்ஷுர்மிலிதாம் ஜீனா தஸ்மை ஸ்ரீகுருவே. ஸ்ரீசைதன்ய மனோபீஷ்டம் ஸ்தாபிதம் ஜீனுபூதலே ஸ்வயம் ரூபகதாமயம் ததாதி சபதாந்தி. வந்தேஹம் ஸ்ரீகுரு ஸ்ரீயுத பதகமலம் ஸ்ரீகுருன் வைஷ்ணவாங்ஸ்ட் ஸ்ரீரூபம் சாக்ரஜாதம் சாகன ரகுநாதான்விதம் தம் சஜீவம் சாத்வைதம் சாவதூதம் பரிஜனசரிதம் கிருஷ்ணச்சைதன்யதேவம் ஸ்ரீராதா கிருஷ்ணபாதான் சாகனலலிதா ஸ்ரீவிசாகான்விதான். ஹே கிருஷ்ண கருணா சிந்தோ தீனபந்து ஜகத்பதே கோபீஷ கோபிகா காந்த ராதா காந்த நமஸ்தே. சப்த காஞ்சன கௌராங்கி ராதே விருந்தாவனேஸ்வரி மிருகபானு சுதே தேவி பிரணமாமி கீர்த்தி. ஹரே கிருஷ்ண ஹரே கிருஷ்ண 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 ஹரே ஹரே, ஹரே ராம ஹரே ராம 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 ஹரே. தஸ்மாத் புரை சிஹ பாப நிஷ்கிருதௌ ஜதேத மித்ரோ விபத்த ஆத்மனா தோஷஸ்ய திருஷ்ட்யா குருலாகவம் யதா பிஷப் சிகித்சேத ருஜாங் நிதானவித். ஜஸ்ட் லைக் யு கோ டு எ ஃபிசிஷியன் அண்ட் அகார்டிங் டு தி gravity of the disease, the physician prescribes a medicine which may be very costly or may not be costly. That depends on the gravity of the disease. If the disease is very dangerous, then sometimes you have to accept some medicine which is very costly. Similarly, our contamination with sinful activities will require proportionate atonement. That is the prescription of the scripture. So Sukadeva Goswami says that before your death, if you accept some atonement, then next life he'll not suffer. Otherwise, he will carry with you the resultant action of your sinful activities and he'll have to suffer next life. Just like in the state laws, if you kill some man, murder, then the state law says that you shall be also hanged, life for life. So this is not very new. In the Manusanghita means Lord Manu, he is the giver of law to the mankind. From Manu, the word man has come. The exact Sanskrit word, manushya. Manushya means man. So, there is some link with manu, M-A-N-U, and man. So, this Latin word comes from the Sanskrit word manu. So, manu is supposed to be the lawgiver to the humankind. So in the Manu Samhita, it is stated there that when the king kills one man or hangs one man who is a murderer, that is benefit to him. Otherwise, if he is not killed, then he will carry the reaction of his murdering action and he will have to suffer in so many ways. The laws of nature are very subtle. They are very diligently administered. People do not know it. So on the whole, the Manu Samhita, life for life is sanctioned. And that is practically observed all over the world. But similarly, there are other laws that you cannot kill even an ant, then you are responsible. You have no right to kill. And in the Bible also we see Lord Jesus Christ says, "Thou shalt not kill." So, killing is not allowed in any religious principle. Anyone who is killing is not considered in the human society. You cannot kill. The Lord Buddha's also principle is ahimsa paramo dharma, no killing. Lord Jesus Christ also says, "Thou shalt not kill." In our Bhagavad Gita, it is also said, amanittam adamdintam ahimsa. Ahimsa means not to become violent, not to kill. So, as there is state laws that you shall be killed, if you kill your fellow man, similarly in the God's law, there are the same thing, not only man, if you kill anyone, then you'll have to suffer. Because everyone is God's creature. They are in different dress only. He is considered the Supreme Father. So father may have many children. One is not very intelligent, another is very intelligent. And if the intelligent son says to the father that this, my brother, is not intelligent, let me kill him, will the father allow? Because his one son is not very intelligent, and if the intelligent son desires to kill him to avoid the burden, will the father agree to this? No. Similarly, if God is the Supreme Father, how He can sanction that you leave and you kill animal? The animals are also His sons. So there is no justice. In the Bhagavad Gita, God claims, "Sarva yoni sukantiya sambhamanti murtayoja. Tasang mahajani brahma ahang bija pradupita." Arjuna, all living entities in different species of life, there are 8,400,000 species of life. They are all sons of God. Ahang bija pradupita. The Lord says, "I am the seed-giving father." Just like in ordinary birth, the father gives the seed and the mother develops the body. Mother, by her blood, she supplies the ingredients of developing the child in the embryo. That is law's nature. Similarly, we living entities, we are part and parcel of the Supreme Father. We are very minute. The dimension is also given there in the Shastras. Kishagras satavagasya satadha kalpitasya cha. Kishagra, the tip of the hair. Agra means tip. Kesha means hair. Just imagine, very small point, and you have to divide it into 10,000 parts. And that one part is the dimension of the living entity, spiritual spark. Everything is there in the Shastra. But because we have no eyes to see, our material eyes cannot see what is the dimension of the soul. But the soul is there within this body. And as soon as the soul departs or takes another body, according to the work the soul is doing here, there is superior superintendence. Karmana daivanetrino, we are working here. Just like in an office, somebody is working and a service record is kept. How this man is working? He does not know what is the opinion of the superior boss, but a service record is there in the office. So, our office record is kept there, and according to the activities of that particular person, he is awarded promotion, increment of pay, or sometimes degraded and fired off. Two things are there. Similarly, for all our activities which we are doing, there are witnesses. The sun is witness, the moon is witness, the day is witness, the air is witness, and above all witnesses, God Himself, as the Super Soul, He is sitting in everyone's heart, He is also witness. So we cannot hide any activity from the eyes of God. So according to our work, therefore in the Shastra it is said, daiva netrena. Daiva means God. Netrena means under supervision. So, karmana daiva netrena jantar diha upapattaye. Janto means living entities. Deha means this body. Upapattaya for manufacture. Now we have got this human body. Next life it may not be human body, something else, better or lower. That will be decided by the superior examination. Daivanetrena. So, this is going on, but people do not know what is this science, how the spirit soul is transmigrating from one body to another, not only in one duration of life, there are so many changes of body. The body first manufactured within the womb of the mother is very small, just like chickpea, is small. And it develops. And there are holes. The holes develop into 9 holes, 2 eyes, 2 ears, 2 nostrils, 1 mouth, 1 genital, 1 rectum. In this way the body develops. And so long it requires to develop within the embryo, within the mother's womb, it remains there. And when it is sufficiently developed to grow outside, it comes out. Then it grows. The body grows. Grows means changing the body. Growing. We are imperceptibly cannot understand, but it is actually changing the body. Just like in your childhood, you had a small body that is no longer existing. That means you have changed your body. Similarly, you will have to change this body. When this body will not work anymore, because it is material, every material thing deteriorates, and it becomes useless at certain length of time. Any machine, any cloth, therefore it has been taken as dress. Vāṣāṁsi jinnāni yathāvyāya. So this is going on. But unfortunately, modern universities, educational system, they do not know anything about this. And still they are very much proud of advancement of education. Actually, there is no education. Without this knowledge, spiritual knowledge, this education for earning bread, eating, sleeping, mating, that can be done without education. The animals, they are not educated. They are not technologists. Or they have no education in the universities, degrees. And they are also eating, sleeping, mating and defending. So, if our education is meant for simply eating, sleeping, mating and defending, then what is the difference? That is not education. Real education is to understand what you are. That is real education. Atma-jnana. The Srimad Bhagavatam it is said, parābhavastāvabhūdhujyāt javarna-jignāsata atma-tattam. So long a man does not develop consciousness to understand his self, atma-tattam, the truth of the self, then whatever he is doing in ignorance, it is all defeat for his life. This human life is meant for victorious, to become victorious over the laws of material nature. Actually, we are trying for that purpose. The whole struggle is how to counteract the onslaught of material nature. The whole activities are going on. But what is the ultimate victory? The ultimate victory is how to conquer birth, death, disease and old age. That is real victory. But we have set aside, neglected this important point, and our education system is for how to eat, how to sleep, how to defend. What God is giving us to eat, so many things. What your education system will improve? We are eating fruits, grains, or whatever we eat. That is given by God. Food is supplied to the animals. The four-legged animals, ahastanam sahastani, sahastanam ahastani. In the Srimad Bhagavat everything is, the food is there. Jiva jivasya jivanam, one living entity is the food for another living entity. Ahastani sahastanam. Just like animals, they have got no hands. So they are food for the animal who has got hands. We are animal with hands. And there are animals without hands. So, ahastani sahastana. Sahasta means hand. With hands animals, they are eating others which has no hands. Apadani chatuspadam. And those who have no legs, they are food for the animals four-legged, just like grass. This is also living entity. But it has no leg to move. It has leg, but it is fixed up. It cannot move. They are condemned that you cannot move. A tree is standing for 7,000 years. You cannot move. So they are food for moving animals. Just like cow eats grass. The goat eats grass. So, apadanam chatuspadam nunam mahatang tatra. In this way, the world is being exploited. The weaker section is being exploited by the stronger section. Nunam mahatang tatra jiva jivasa jivanam. One life is meant for being exploited by other life. This is nature's law. So, we have no quarrel with persons who are meat-eating, but our propaganda is to make people God-conscious, that's all. So, in order to become God-conscious, you have to follow some rules and regulations. We do not give any credit to the vegetarians than the meat-eaters. Because one has to eat. But our proposal is, Krishna-conscious man, that we shall eat remnants of foodstuff offered to Krishna. That is our philosophy. And Krishna says, patram puspam phalam toyam jumi bhaktya prajacchat. Krishna says that anyone who offers me a little fruit, a little water, a little leaf with devotion and love, I accept. Krishna is not hungry that he is begging some food from us. No. He is trying to create loving transaction. You love me, I love you. Krishna is God. Krishna, practically by his energy, everything is produced. Janmadasya jataha. So why he should beg from me a little leaf and little fruit and little water? He has no business. But if we offer a little fruit and little leaf and little water with love, Krishna, I am so poor that I cannot secure anything. I have secured this little fruit and little flower and a leaf. Kindly accept. Krishna is very glad. Yes. And if he eats offered by you, your life is successful. You make friendship with Krishna. That is our preaching. That this little fruit, little flower and little water can be secured any part of the world by any man, poor or rich, and can be offered. Simply we have to try, we have to learn how to love Krishna. And love begins with this give and take. You give something to your lover, he gives you something to you. In this way love develops. dadati pratiginnati. The development takes place, loving appears, by giving and taking. Dadati pratiginnati bhunte bhujayate chaiva. When you create loving transaction with any boy or girl or any man, any friend, they give and take. So Krishna is teaching us, give and take. You give something, Krishna is begging. You try to love me. You learn how to love me. Give me. Sir, I have nothing to give you. Oh, you cannot collect a little fruit and flower and leaf and little butter? Oh yes, why not? Anyone can collect. So, the Krishna consciousness movement is so nice. You can make direct friendship with Krishna. You can become direct servant of Krishna. Or in higher stages, you can become father, mother of Krishna. Or you can become lover of Krishna. Krishna is prepared to establish loving relationship. There is already loving relationship with us, because we are part and parcel of Krishna, just like father and son. Son is the part of the body of the father. Similarly, the Supreme Father. So, as the relationship between the father and the son cannot be broken, it may be forgotten for some time. But as soon as one knows he is my father, and as soon as one knows he is my son, immediately the affection develops. So, we are eternally related with Krishna. At the present moment, it is simply forgotten, suppressed. Therefore, we are thinking that we have no relationship with Krishna, but that is not the fact. Because we are part and parcel of Krishna, the relationship is eternal. Simply, we have to revive it. That is Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness means we are now in different consciousness. I am thinking that I am Indian, somebody is thinking I am American, somebody is thinking I am this, I am that. But the actual thinking should be, I am Krishna. That is Krishna consciousness. I am Krishna. And in Krishna consciousness, relationship, because Krishna is for everyone, therefore I become everyone's. Just try to understand. In India, the system is, when a girl is married to a boy, so in your country also, everywhere, the same system. Just like the nephew of the boy calls the girl aunt. Now how she becomes aunt? And because in relationship with her husband. Before the marriage, she was not aunt. Now how she becomes aunt? And because in relationship with her husband. Before the marriage, she was not aunt. But as soon as he is related with her husband, the husband's nephew becomes the nephew. It is just try to understand the example. Similarly, if we re-establish our relationship or our original relationship with Krishna, and Krishna is for everyone, therefore I become for everyone. That is real universal love. The artificial so-called universal love cannot be established unless You have established your relationship with the central point. Just like you are American. Why? Because you are born in this land. Another American is a member of your family. But if you become something else, then you have no relationship with another American. So we have to re-establish our relationship with Krishna. Then the question of universal brotherhood, justice, peace, prosperity will come. Otherwise there is no possibility. The central point missing. How there can be justice and peace? It is not possible. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita, the peace formula is given. The peace formula is that one should understand that Krishna is the only enjoyer. Just like in this temple, our central point is Krishna. If we are cooking, it is for Krishna. Not that we are cooking for our purpose. Ultimately, although we shall eat the prasadam, but when we cook, we don't think that we are cooking for ourselves. We are cooking for Krishna. When you go outside to collect some fund, it is not that the persons who are in the kirtan party, they have got any personal interest. No. They are collecting or they are distributing the literature for Krishna's sake, for making people Krishna conscious. And whatever collection is there, that is being spent for Krishna. So in this way, when we are practiced to this system of life, everything for Krishna, that is Krishna consciousness. The same thing, what we are doing, we have to do. Simply we have to change the consciousness that I am doing for Krishna, not for my personal. In this way, if we develop Krishna consciousness, then we come to our original consciousness. Then we become happy. Unless we come to the original consciousness, then we are crazy in different degrees. Everyone who is not in Krishna consciousness, he is to be supposed crazy, because he is talking on a platform which is temporary, transient. It will be finished. But we, as living entity, we are eternal. So temporary business is not our business. Our business should be eternal. Because we are eternal. And that eternal business is how to serve Krishna. Just like this finger is the part and parcel of my body. But this finger's eternal business is how to serve this body. That's all. Here it has no other business. And that is the healthy state of the finger. If it cannot serve the whole body, that is disease condition. Similarly, Krishna is eternal. We are eternal. Nitya nityanam chetanas chetananam. These are the Vedic instructions. The supreme eternal is Krishna. And we are also eternal. We are not supreme, we are subordinate. Nitya nityana chetana chetanana. He is the supreme living entity and we are subordinate living entity. Eka bahunam vidadhati kama. That one living entity, one eternal, he is supplying all the necessities of life to the plural number eternals. Eka bahunam. Unlimited number of living entities. You cannot count. Bohuna, this is our relationship. So, as part and parcel, we have to serve Krishna, and we are subordinate. He is supplying our necessities. He is the Supreme Father. This life is normal life and liberated life. Any other life beyond this conception of Krishna consciousness, that is sinful life. So, in this subject matter, topics between Sukadeva Goswami and Maharaj Parikshit, there is Parikshit Maharaj is anxious to know how these conditioned souls who are rotting in the hellish condition of life, they can be delivered. So Sukadeva Goswami is first of all prescribing that they have to make atonement. Just as I give you the example, if one man has committed criminal activities, he has to atone for this sinful activity. He must be arrested. He must be put into the jail and given some trouble for a certain period of time, and then he may be given freedom. So, this atonement is there by nature's law. He cannot avoid it. If you think that God cannot see I am doing this nonsense without His vision, that is wrong. Anything we do, that is recorded, just like the service record. And the judgment, just like in other literature, there is the day of judgment. That's fact. We have to accept the judgment of the superior, superintendent of all our activities. So, Sukadeva Goswami says that the volume of atonement should be according to the gravity of the offense. Just like when a man is diseased, he goes to a physician, he prescribes a different type of medicine to the different type of patient according to the gravity of the disease. But there are so many rascals, they say that any medicine we take, that's all right. No, that's not all right. You have to take the medicine through the physician, not independently. In your country, there is law that you cannot purchase from the drugs of any medicine without being prescribed by the medical man, is it not? So, the prescription should be taken from the experienced physician to cure the disease. So in this age, Kali Yuga, it is called Kali Yuga. Kali Yuga means the age of quarrel and misunderstanding. This is the age. For nothing there is misunderstanding and quarrel and fight and war. For nothing. So in this age, the medicine for delivering the conditioned soul from miserable materialistic way of life is prescribed in the shastras. What is that? Hare Nama. Simply chanting of the holy name of Hari, Hare Krishna. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama eva kevalam. In these days, simply this Harinama, kevalam, only. There is no other alternative. Therefore, in the next line, it is stressed, nāsteva, 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 gatirannatha. There is no other alternative, no other alternative, no other alternative. So, this Krishna consciousness movement is based on authority, we are prescribing the right medicine, and it is becoming very effective also. That is the proof. If you say, how I can understand that this medicine is very effective? Yes, it is effective. We're chanting this Hare Krishna mantra, any part of the world, although they do not know the meaning, they chant and they join and they become rectified. And they become bright faces. That is the verdict. So therefore, we appeal to everyone, irrespective of any caste, creed, consideration, please come, join this movement and be happy. Thank you very much. Thank you.